in Ernest Hemingway's short story, Capital of the World, we're told of a father in Spain looking for his son named Paco. Perhaps you've heard it. The son had created a rift between him and his papa. He chose to leave home to make a name for himself as a matador in Madrid. After some time, the father goes looking for his estranged son, but he's unable to find him among the crowded streets of Madrid. So he places an ad in the local newspaper that reads, "Paco, meet me at the Hotel Montana, noon Tuesday. All is forgiven, Papa." The results were astounding. On Tuesday at noon, 800 young men, all named Paco, show up at the hotel longing to be reconciled to their father. Hemingway may have been an atheist, but his story tugs our hearts toward the gospel. Can you identify with one of the Pacos gathered at that hotel? Roaming crowded streets far from home, trying to create a name for yourself? It's a lonely journey down a dead-end road. But Jesus has met us at the end of that road with a word from his Father. In Jesus' life, death, and most importantly, his resurrection, our Papa makes it crystal clear that all is forgiven. He is calling us home. In this way, our Heavenly Father didn't just put an ad in the paper. He showed up in Jesus. The first disciples struggled to believe that Jesus had risen, even though they saw an empty tomb. But after Jesus encountered them personally, their lives were lifted to a whole new level. This same Jesus is still encountering us today by the Holy Spirit. And his word from the Father hasn't changed. Putting your trust in Jesus is to be lifted in his relationship with the Father. This is the good news of the Easter story. The Father has removed all that keeps us from knowing and enjoying him. Now we can respond to him with our head held high, knowing our identity as sons and daughters is secured in Jesus, our elder brother. Listen to how the Apostle Paul reflects on the resurrection and our response in this restored relationship. "Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." This Easter, may we each hear the voice of our Father, raised in Jesus, calling us home. I'm Jeff Broadnax, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.